You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When you're waiting nervously, maybe eagerly or impatiently or fearfully, in anticipation of something that's coming, you're on a kind of hook that may feel tender, but it's not.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
This week, we got a question from Jerry. For some reason, Jerry was thinking about the word tender hooks. Jerry knew that it meant to be on edge or anxious, but tried looking it up anyway, couldn't find it, except that the online dictionary suggested tenter hooks. So Jerry's a little confused here. He wants to know more about where all of this comes from.
I love this. Now, Rebecca, is this an expression that you use?
No, I have never heard either of these expressions, one of which I'm assuming is incorrect.
The expression is tenterhooks, and I was talking with a friend this week and said, I'm going to be talking about tenterhooks on the radio this week, and he said, oh, you mean tenterhooks? And I said, no, I mean tenterhooks. And he was quite sure that it was tenterhooks. The original is tenterhooks, T-E-N-T-E-R-H-O-O-K-S. And as Jerry says, to be on tenterhooks is to be in suspense, to be waiting impatiently, maybe with some fear. This goes back to woolen cloth. Michael Quinion on the blog Worldwide Words has a really nice explanation of this. After woolen cloth had been woven, the cloth would still be dirty. And it was cleaned and then had to be dried. And it was dried by being stretched on a wooden frame. And that wooden frame was called a tenter. And then the hooks were the metal hooks, the tenter hooks were the metal hooks that would be used to put the cloth on the frame to stretch it. Now, you can imagine how we got from there to tension that we might feel in our bodies. If you think about this cloth, it's stretched, it's taut, it's tense, just the way that we feel when we're waiting for something. We're stretched, we're taut, we're tense. And that means that we are on tenterhooks metaphorically.
So when you say that, you've got me thinking about a tent, like a tent that you go camping with. How does that fit in?
Great point, Rebecca. The word tent and tenter go back to the same Latin word. Tenter shows up in English in the 1400s. And by the 1600s, you start to see this phrase metaphorically, to be on tenters. And then by the mid-1700s, we get to be on tenterhooks for this kind of impatience. The expression to be on tender hooks is an eggcorn. And Rebecca, you and I have talked about eggcorns before on the show. When we as speakers reinterpret something that is unfamiliar into something that is familiar, an example would be intensive purposes for intents and purposes.
Classic.
Exactly. Now, because very few people know what a tenter is anymore, tenterhook has been reinterpreted by many speakers as tenderhook. And there are many explanations for why it would be a tenderhook. Sometimes people say it's as if the hooks are hitting tender places in you, which is why it's so painful to wait. Brian Garner, in his usage guide, traces the eggcorn tenderhook back to early 19th century American English. And if you look today online in databases, you can find tenderhooks in print. I have an example from Sports Illustrated in 2021, an example from the Daily Mail in 2019 that's about the fans being on tenderhooks waiting to find out when Meghan Markle was going to have her baby. But what I love is that when you look up tenderhooks, what you also find is blog posts and little articles that are correcting people and saying it's not tenderhooks, it's tenterhooks.
Of course they are. That is classic. I love it. Well, Anne, thanks so much. And I'm going to look forward to next week. I will not be on tenderhooks. It is a gleeful anticipation. Thanks so much.
Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Kurzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.